Ha'hoikis Hashem by Siyosav. What is that? So the truth is, it's a big machloikis rishonim. Rashi, not over here, but Rashi Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and Rashi in different places says that ha'hoikis Hashem by Siyosav is somebody that uses the Shem Ben Arba Mushtaim Oisis. So we know there are different Shemes of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One of these Shemes with the Hey Ayidia is the Shem that's a Ben Arba Mushtaim Oisis. The Gemara says in Kedusha Nayin Aleph Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Shem Ben Arba Mushtaim Oisis, Ein Moisir Noisoy Elo, Lemisha Tzanua, Va'onav, Va'oimet Bechatzi Yadmav, Ve'ene Koyes, Ve'ene Mishtaker, Ve'ene Maimet Al Midoisav. It's a very, very big deal. And then the Gemara continues and says, "V'chol ayoydoi, any person that knows this Shem, v'hazor boy, v'amishamrei b'tahira, ohuv lemala, v'nechmad lemata, ve'imosay mutelas al abriyos, v'noichol shnei oylamim, ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam abar." Rashi doesn't speak this out, but you see that someone that knows this Shem and he protects it, he's going to be noichol shnei oylamim, ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam abar. It's almost michlal lava tashemeyahin that if someone knows this Shem and he doesn't treat it carefully, he's not going to get oylam haba. But that's shitas Rashi throughout Jas. That the Hoyges Hashem by Siyosav is somebody that does different moifsim and things using Shemois, specifically the Shem Ben Arba Mishtaim Moisius. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that that's not what it means. Hoyges Hashem by Siyosav means that if somebody recites the Shem Havaya, not Aleph Dal Nun Yud, but the way it's written. So we know that the Shem Havaya is unique, that it's loikisha ani nichtav ani nikra. Says Tosfos, the Hoyges Hashem Bo Yisiyosav is somebody that says the Shem Havaya, but not kisha ani nikra, but rather kisha ani nichtav. If somebody does that, he's a Hoyges Hashem Bo Yisiyosav. And that is really the shita of most of the Rishonim. In fact, some Rishonim even add that Hoyges Hashem Bo Yisiyosav is not only somebody that says the name, meaning he literally spells it out, which you're not allowed to do, but even someone that just mentions the Oisius. So he would say Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, even that wouldn't be okay. And for that reason, the Minig Yisrael is that you say Yud Ke Vav Ke, not Yud Hey, because that's already, according to some, getting involved in this inyan of being Hoyges Hashem Boisius. But either way, it's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. It's interesting, we've spoken about this in the past, that Rashi and Kedusha Nayin Aleph Amud Aleph says that as it relates to this Shem, that's a Ben Arba Mushtaim Moisius, Loi Pirshulon. Rashi says, we don't know what it is. So Chazal talked about it in a very not good way, but at the same time, you want to know what that Shem is? Zok Deil Garashi, I'll be honest with you, it was never Neskalatos. I don't know. Stating that, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says that it's Merum is in the first two psukim in the Torah. Bereshis bara Elokim, Eis Hashemayim ve'Eis Haaretz va'Aretz Eis Hasoyev v'Voyev v'Choshech apnei Yisoyim v'Ruach Elokim rachefes apnei Amoyim. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, in those two psukim, you know the Shem Ben Arba Mishtaim Oisius. It's also you do. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that it's the Rosh HaTevis of the Tefillah on the Bekoyach. Dvarim Atikin, regardless, a big machloikis as it relates to what is Hohoiges Hashem Boisi Yoisom.